Democrats have been saying that Mr. Trump still wants to abolish the law, and they can now point to Justice Department's filing as proof. The Democrats' offensive on health care is more than an effort to draw a contrast with Republicans, but in unveiling their bill on Tuesday, Democratic leaders were also trying to smooth over internal divisions between liberals pushing the single-payer government insurance plan known as Medicare for All and centrists who are calling for a more incremental approach. The House Democrats' health care plan, put together by Ms. Pelosi and several House committee chairmen, builds on the Affordable Care Act, which the Speaker was instrumental in passing. It would overturn a rule Mr. Trump issued in August that greatly expanded the market for sales of short-term insurance plans that do not have to cover prescription drugs, maternity care, drug abuse treatment, or pre-existing conditions. And it would increase the two main types of financial assistance the law provides, tax credits to help low- and middle-income people pay premiums, and cost-sharing reductions to lower deductibles, co-payments, and other out-of-pocket costs. At Tuesday's news conference, Democrats were eager to remind reporters that Mr. Trump said in the 2018 campaign that Republicans will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. "We will remind the American people time and time again of that broken promise," said Representative James E. Clyburn of South Carolina, the number 3 House Democrat.